Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family. Finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. Now, here's the host of the top-rated show for moms, Maria Bailey, on Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mom Talk Radio. I am so happy that you have joined us today, and from the experts that we have booked on today's show. We have a wide variety of topics we're going to be talking about. And the first one that I want to chat up with you about is, how about the end of the school year? It takes as much work to get our children out of school as it does to get them prepared to go back to school. It's just amazing to me the amount of stuff that our kids accumulate throughout the school year. And then also, are you like me? Do you feel guilty when you have all of these half-used notebooks? And I really just want to tear the unused or the used pages out and reuse them, or the box of markers that is only half-used. I put together this week a huge box that's going to the Salvation Army, because there's just got to be, in my mind, places out there that can use all of these school supplies that my child will absolutely not want to take back to school. And they're perfectly fine. Maybe they're missing one crayon or a couple sheets of paper. Anyways, the point is that it's a lot of work for us moms to get our kids in and out of school. And if you're going through that right now, I'm feeling your pain. Last week I drove my daughter. I moved one of my daughters out of her college dorm and drove her and her possessions, all of her stuffed animals and whatever else she had in the back of the car, from Long Island to South Florida. 2 days. Yes, 2 days in the car, transporting dorm stuff. Good luck for you to you if you are doing the old out of school this week and or this month, whether you're packing up a kindergartner or a college student. Yay, moms. Good for us, right? So I want to thank our sponsor, Premama. Drinkpremama.com is where you go to find all of the supplements that they have. They take women and turn them into mothers, and they help with that journey, with everything from fertility to lactation to prenatal vitamins that you can add to your water or smoothie, and helps it all go down so much easier when you're drinking Premama. And they're so wonderful to work with, and they bring you Mom Talk Radio every week. So when we return, we're going to be talking with Linda Rivard. She is going to be talking a little bit about the National Cancer Institute and how they support moms in a journey with children who have illnesses.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I think that it's probably one of the worst things that a mom could have to deal with, and that is finding out and learning that your child has cancer. We have a guest on our show who, after watching her son Billy battle childhood cancer at the age of 5 and going through relapses, she has become a wonderful spokesperson and advocate. Her name is Linda Rivard, and she's here to talk a little bit about the National Children's Cancer Society and tell us a little bit about her story and the support that the organization gave her personally and gives parents now on a regular basis. So welcome, Linda, to Mom Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You're right. That is the worst thing you, as a mom, you can go through. My son Billy was diagnosed at 5 with leukemia. He relapsed at 8, had a bone marrow transplant. We had to go out of state for treatment. And that's where the National Children's Cancer Society came into play. When they were looking for a match for his bone marrow transplant, our insurance maxed out. And that's when they came in and helped continue to fund the search. And then they also helped supply supplemental emergency funds because we lived out of state. My husband still had to work. He stayed in state. I moved out of state, and we had two other kids. So, it is a stress on the family.
Yes. So how do you manage? I have so many questions here. How do you manage the rest of your family when you're trying to take care of a child that needs so much care?
You really have to rely on everybody. And I think that's the hardest part as a parent is learning to accept help. It's actually very odd. It's easy to give, but it's actually very hard to receive. I had to rely on friends, family. My parents were wonderful. They helped raise my other two kids. And you just have to learn to just accept help. It's a very hard thing to do, but you have to.
And how did you know to reach out to the National Children's Cancer Society? Did they find you or did you find them?
Luckily, the place we were treated, Children's Hospital Wisconsin, they had reached out to the organization. Like I said, you know, with our insurance, we had X amount of funding to find a match for my son. And once we reached that, the search stopped. And I have to say the National Children's Cancer Society, with the least amount of red tape, I think within the same day, they provided the funding to continue the search.
How does the society get their support? Because I know that women, we like to contribute to organizations, but what is the best way for us to support an organization like that?
Probably to go on their website, which would be the nccs.org. I know they have different fundraisers. They're local to St. Louis, but probably reaching out on nccs.org would be the best way.
I see that there's 15,000 children that are diagnosed with cancer each year. What would be the advice that you would give a mom if she hears those words come out of a doctor's mouth?
Gosh, just take it day by day. And don't look too far back. Don't look too far forward. I mean, definitely from that point on, your life does change. Just rely on people. And I think, you know, luckily, children treated with cancer, the survival rate is improving. But the problem is, and this is where my job comes into play, is a lot of these kids do survive. They grow up into adulthood, but they're left with lingering effects. And that's what happened with my son. When he went away to college, his kidneys were affected quite a bit by treatment, and he needed a kidney transplant in college. And then because of radiation, he had cancer of the eyelid that required some treatment. So I think just, you know, rely on people, support your child, try to keep the other family members normal, their life just as normal as possible. And if you need help, just reach out to your team that treats you. And obviously any organization.
And where could a parent go for more information if they needed support like you received or they just need help?
I mean, again, I think within their own institution, but again, the National Children's Cancer Society is another great organization that could help you navigate even within your organization. On any type of support, whether it's on therapy, off therapy, entering college. They're a great place to start, as is your own treating institution.
So let's jump ahead, though, when your child is a survivor, and there's 400,000 of them today in the United States. You created a program, Pediatric Oncology Survivors in Transition, POST. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yep. So what we do is we see kids who are off therapy a minimum of 3 years, and we create a customized summary of their treatment, and then we provide some risk-based guidelines and screening based on the treatment that they receive, because it's not a one-size-that-fits-all. Every child's treatment's different. You know, a child treated, say, for instance, with leukemia 10 years ago, their treatment's going to be different than somebody treated today just because of the progress we're making. So everybody receives an individualized treatment summary, and then we provide a summary on how we would screen them to hopefully grow into very healthy adults.
You know, I heard that word progress, and I love that word when you're talking about cancer. I was going to ask you that. When I was a little girl, it seemed like you heard of leukemia so much more than you hear of it today. Are we making progress with leukemia, or is it just under different names, or that we're just not hearing about it?
No, we are making progress, and that's why we have so many survivors. And because of the survivors, you know, like I said, treatment today is different than treatment 10 years ago because the success rate is so good that now they're trying to keep that same success rate and eliminate some of the late effects later on in life.
Well, it's all very wonderful news for the 15,000 families that will unfortunately be affected by cancer this year. Thank you so much, Linda, for everything you're doing and all of the families that you're supporting. And, you know, I always believe that something good always comes out of something bad, and you clearly are an example of that. So thank you so much. We have a link to thenccs.org, which is the National Children's Cancer Society, on Mom Talk Radio. If you want to get more information, you can click over there, see how you can help. And it sets a good example for your children as well when they see you supporting a wonderful organization like the National Children's Cancer Society. When we return, we're going to turn our attention to one mom who is a SAM. That's a stay-at-home mom, but she's doing more than that. She's a SAM Plus.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
And before we break, let me just tell you about Mom TV, the place that you need to go online when you want to see what we're doing here on Mom Talk Radio. We have videos for and by moms, everything that you can think of, all the subject matter that relates to a mom, everything for how to feed your child to product reviews. So if you're thinking about a stroller, go to Mom TV. If you're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't know how to prepare for back to school season, go to Mom TV, your video destination online where you can find and watch information that is relevant to you as a mom. It's a great place, and we hope you'll join us on momtv.com. I am very excited to have on our Spotlight on Mom segment today one woman who is doing pretty amazing things from her home. She's very innovative, and she's going to share some of her wisdom with you. She's Ivy, and she's a mother of two, a six-year-old and a one-and-a-half-year-old, which means she's very busy. She has a website, samplus.com. That's stay at home. SAHMplus.com. So welcome, Ivy, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you.
So we hear a lot when we're talking about moms. Everything we hear is how chaotic it is, no matter if you have one child or four children or six children. Every mom is busy, and you have managed to figure out how to have two small children, take care of yourself, and run a business. What's the secret?
Definitely organization and keeping on top of your schedule.
There you go. So what do you do? Are you like a daytimer person or a mobile app, or like what's your secret?
I use a mobile app. It's basically just I can't remember the app that I use, but I use it with my husband. So we both keep on top of schedules. That way we can plan everything.
Yeah, I hear you there. So tell me a little bit about your business. You actually run an Etsy business and you're a blogger. So tell me a little bit about both of those businesses.
I started the blog about almost 7 years ago when my daughter was born. And then over the course of a few years, I had heard that, you know, you have to have product if you're going to make money. And I decided, well, let's see what we can do on Etsy. Just, you know, try to build some more creativity. And things just kind of went from there.
So I totally agree with that philosophy that if you're going to talk to people, you better have something to sell to them, or why not have something to sell for them to them, right? So tell me about your Etsy business. Like, what do you sell on Etsy?
Currently, it's mainly mom shirts, and I've got some baby onesies out there, and I've got some ideas for some kids shirts in the works.
And do you paint them or what?
No, it's heat press with heat press vinyl.
Oh, that's so cool. That's very cool. So, yeah. So like, what have you found with Etsy? Like, does it really, I mean, can you make money selling products on Etsy? Cause I'm always fascinated by those of you who do it.
I think you can. I'm still in the very beginning stages, so I'm mainly paying myself back for the supplies that I purchase.
Oh, there you go.
Eventually, you can.
So tell me a little bit about your blog. What will our readers find, or listeners find, if they go to read it?
Like parenting, you're going to find a smorgasbord of just about everything related to parenting, marriage, and I've got some self-care tips for moms, how to build time in for themselves.
Awesome. And so what is your secret for building in time into your schedule?
It is definitely reminding myself that self-care is something that doesn't just happen. It's something that you make time for. So it, along with everything else, gets scheduled. And
so
then,
what,
you know,
are you an early morning person, late at night? Where do you squeeze it in? Do you squeeze it in during nap time?
It's either nap time, or I've actually gotten really good this year about scheduling an entire day out of a weekend.
Wow.
About once a month. yeah, as an introvert, I find that I need much more time to recharge. So this year I decided once a month I'll go out one day a week where it's all about what I need to do to take care of myself.
Wow, that's amazing. And so I guess you have a very supportive husband who will help you with that, right?
Yes, that definitely helps.
Well, that's fantastic. I want to remind everyone before we have to say goodbye that they can find Ivy on her blog at samplus.com. Check out her Etsy store too. I'm so excited when I meet someone who's so innovative and doing something on Etsy. It's something I aspire to one day. So check it out. Ivy is there at samplus.com. We have a link to it on Mom Talk Radio as well, if you are driving and you can't do that. So check it out. And thank you, Ivy, for being with us today on Mom Talk Radio. And when we return, we're going to turn our attention to bark.us. And we're going to talk a little bit about slang and words that parents should know.
Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
I am excited to have with us Titania Jordan. She is the Chief Parenting Officer of Bark.us, and she has done a lot of amazing things in her career. She has owned her own marketing consulting firm. She's worked for major corporations. She's been the CMO of KidsLink. And now she is with Bark.us, which is a smart way to keep kids safer online. So welcome, Titania, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we are delighted to have you with us because you work for a company that helps to keep our kids safe. So that's a really good thing. Tell me a little bit about Bark.
Sure. Yeah. So like you said, Bark is technology that keeps children safer online. What we're doing is monitoring social media, texting, email, and devices, whether it's an Android, an iPhone, or a Kindle. And what we're looking for are signs of cyberbullying, sexting, thoughts of suicide and depression, potential drug use, online predators and online grooming, and violent expressions. And so it's heavy. It's a lot to take in. But that's kind of the landscape that we're in right now, given children having access to the internet. And so go ahead.
And I think what's amazing is, even though we think that we can monitor our kids, when you think about the fact that you might have two or three children and each of them might be on three or four social media platforms, it's nearly impossible to stay on top of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why we are using artificial intelligence and machine learning algorithms to let technology do that work for us, because, you know, we don't have a team of people just sitting around reading everybody's stuff. That's not scalable nor ethical. And so, yes, we are parents ourselves. We can't keep up with our own children's social and digital lives. And so we built this to help parents like us and parents like you, you know, keep their children safer online.
So let's talk about some of the things parents need to know that our kids may not want us to know. Let's talk about first slang words that that they might be saying that we probably need to know the meanings of.
Sure. Yeah. So teen tech slang is not just literal letters and icons and words. It's also emojis. So you might not know that the eggplant emoji and the peach emoji are also symbolic, not only for fruits and veggies, but body parts. Let's say you combine the eggplant emoji with the water droplet emoji. That can mean a whole different thing that you don't want to see on your child's phone. So just keeping in mind that children are not just using words to communicate things that could be of concern. Something that we have seen is KYS or KMS. That stands for kill yourself, kill myself. Something that, you know, could be just in jest. If you trip down some stairs and type KYS, you know, you're embarrassed. You're not literally going to take your life. But in a certain context, it could really mean that. And you certainly want to be able to step in if that is the case.
What about secret apps that your kids might be using that we need to be aware of?
If your children have more than one calculator app on their phone, you know, the phone comes with a built-in calculator. They don't need more than one. That's a big red flag, because the calculator apps are actually hidden vault apps that, when you enter a certain numeric code, can unlock photo vault, message vault, et cetera. So that's something to be aware of. But yes, there are hidden apps, not only specific apps, but there are hidden functionalities within popular apps that your children are already using. For example, Snapchat, you know, and Instagram and Kick and Live.me. And I mean, there's a new platform every day. And so the most important thing you can do, in addition to using some sort of parental monitoring platform and just knowing the parental control options the device comes with and that your internet service provider has and that your wireless service provider has, is having open, honest conversation with your children. Ask them, like, what is the biggest app this week? What's the thing all your friends are talking about? What's the GIF that's circling around? What's the text thread of the week? You know, like, that's their life now. And if you're not talking about it with them, it's going to be much harder to step in when there actually is an issue.
How do we let them know the dangers of Snapchat? All our kids think that those messages go away, but they really don't. So how do you get that through their thick skulls?
Oh, gosh. Well, first of all, give them grace, because their brains aren't fully formed. So I know when I was that age, I made a lot of bad choices. And so you've got to not come at them with a, well, I told you so, and you do it because I said so type of thing. You've got to say, look, I get it. Like, I know what it was like to be in eighth grade or 11th grade. Like, I totally know, I've been there. That said, you need to trust me, because I have been there. Explain the concept of digital permanence to them. These things are just a screenshot away. A snap might go away, But A, it lives on a server somewhere much longer than the deletion date. And B, it can be taken a screenshot by anybody. Not only that, but let's take the Snap Maps feature. If you aren't set to specific privacy settings, anybody you're friends with can see where you are at any given time when the app is open. That's really scary. Also, just the fact that there are predators. There are predators online that are specifically there to interact in an inappropriate way with people under the age of 18. Used to be don't talk to strangers, but now it's don't talk to strangers online. And they want to do bad things. So
can you, before we have to close, how do we find your app and start to monitor our kids?
Yes. So thank you for asking. Anybody can go to www.bark.us. That's our website. And learn more about the app. We can download the Bark app in the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, Amazon Kindle. We also have a pretty engaged Facebook group. It's a private Facebook group called Parenting Geeks on Call. So if you're not quite ready to get this solution, but you want a more customized solution for your particular parental family setup, just join that Facebook group and we can answer all your questions.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And we have a link to Bark on Mom Talk Radio. And when we return, we're going to turn our attention to the author of I'm Just No Good at Rhyming and Other Nonsense for Mischievous Kids and Immature Grownups. We're going to laugh a little bit when we return.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I am delighted to have with us and ready to laugh a little bit, Chris Harris. He's the author of I'm Just No Good at Rhyming and Other Nonsense for Mischievous Kids and Immature Grown-Up. He lives in Los Angeles with his family, How Lucky Are They?, where he spends his non-rhyming time writing for television programs such as The Late Show with David Letterman and How I Met Your Mother. He likes peppermint stick ice cream. That's something you've got to know about every radio guest. And when he's not too full, he just a little bit more ice cream is what he likes. And in his spare time, he does what I do, and that's grow old. So welcome, Chris, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thanks, Maria. Thanks for having me on your show.
Okay, so have you always been funny and loved to write, or is this something that came late in your life?
Oh, I think most of my family would vehemently argue that that I've never been funny, and at least a few of them would take issue with me being funny currently. But I've always loved writing, and I think humor has just been a natural thing for me. So I'm very lucky to have found a career trying to make other people laugh.
That's great. So what do you think is the hardest part about trying to make other people laugh?
Oh my gosh. The toughest thing is sort of finding that thing, you know, I mean, humor is about finding these, to me, it's about recognizing the absurdity of a situation or of life. And I think the toughest thing is sometimes finding something that you think is funny that someone else thinks is funny. And you know, in writing this book, you know, and in fact, when I talk to kids at schools, I always say that, you know, one of the things that writers say to each other the most is write what you know. And that's a close second to where's the lunch, I guess. But, you know, what we mean by that is like find the thing that makes you laugh. And if you can convey that to the reader or to the viewer, then you're halfway there. And I give an example. There's a one thing that happened that became a poem in this book. You know, when my daughter Josie was about 2 years old, I was sitting down with her at breakfast, trying to get her to eat her breakfast, and I resorted to that cliche that all parents use, which is eat your breakfast, because breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And without skipping a beat, she looked up at me and she said, "Well, that's not very nice to lunch." And I thought, oh, well, that's a great point. Like, from lunch's perspective, what a horrible thing to hear. And so that became a very short poem in the book called Just Because I'm a Turkey Sandwich and Some Chips Doesn't Mean I Don't Have Feelings Too, you know. I think the poem is shorter than the title. But so, yeah, finding those moments that make yourself laugh and finding a way to show that to the reader or to the viewer.
So why did you decide to, I mean, you've got your career, you're writing, you have outlets. Why did you decide to write this book, like, from like kind of a parenting aspect?
Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I've been a TV writer for, you know, 20 years now. And, there's no shortage of people who've been telling me all that time that my writing is childish. But it was really, you know, it was really just when I had kids of my own, when we had our own kids, and they're 12 and 10 now. I just wanted to write something for them. And, you know, part of that was because I wanted to see them laugh. They're my closest audience. And part of that, I think, was a little bit of a fear that maybe their love for me won't be unconditional, so I better do something good for them. The other thing that I discovered as I wrote it, you know, television has been such a great career, and it's so fun, and it's a very collaborative process. You know, there are 10 to 15 writers and all the actors and directors and producers, and, you know, there are hundreds of people that are involved in anything that we write and get onto right. The air. The book, it was my own thing. And in that sense, it was very personal. And what I wrote was what people, first my kids, and then now lots right. of other people, what they got to read. And so you're right. I had one outlet, but this was a different outlet. And because of that, it was more fun and
right.
Just as fulfilling.
And so I take it that you can get this book. We only have 60 seconds left. Where can we get it in those 60 seconds?
Get it anywhere. It's on Amazon, hopefully in your local bookstores. You can find it usually in the poetry section, which is small enough that my book should stand out. I'm just no good at rhyming. I think my favorite part has been in terms of writing it and going to schools, has been hearing and reading on the reviews on Amazon, like all these people saying, wow, this, my kid was a reluctant reader, but this thing has just been making them laugh, and now they're pulling at me to read things to me. And that's
awesome. Well, congratulations on that. And we'll have a link to the book on Mom Talk Radio. And when we return, we're going to turn from humor to health. I don't even know how to transition that, but we're going to turn to health when we get back.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
As a busy mom, I'm always looking for time-saving solutions. That's why I created the Smart Mom Solution Pack, available at smartmomsolutions.com and Amazon. The pack contains colorful and fun school message notepads and envelopes that are pre-printed to let you quickly fill in a few boxes to easily deliver money, sign papers, and other documents for schools and activities. Save precious time and eliminate stress in your day with solutions from smartmomsolutions.com. I am delighted to have with us today Dr. Tanya Altman, and she is a leading pediatrician and best-selling author. Her expertise lies in baby nutrition and gut health, very important gut health, but she also speaks to everyday parenting issues. She's the author of What to Feed Your Baby, Baby and Toddler Basics, and Mommy Calls, as well as editor-in-chief of the American Academy of Pediatrics parenting books, The Wonder Years and Caring for Your Baby and Young Child Birth to Five. And she is the mom to three boys. And welcome, Dr. Tanya, to Mom Talk Radio.
Well, thank you for having me on today.
So I have to tell you, I was sitting in a meeting one day recently, and one of my associates said, oh my God, I just don't know what to feed my baby. And the very next day, your book appeared on my desk, and I walked it over to her office, and she thought like I was the most amazing person. I'm like, yeah, I ordered it off of Amazon for you. And then I had to come clean that I actually got it from your publicist. But she has since come back in my office and says it's amazing. So kudos to you and me for being in the right place at the right time.
Well, thank you. We work well together.
We do. So let's talk about, I got an email yesterday that talked about how much children are developing allergies and asthma, that like right now babies are 5 times more at risk. So why is that happening?
So you're right. You know, as a pediatrician, I am seeing a dramatic increase in eczema and allergies. And there's many factors that come into play when we talk about why this is happening. But recent research has really pointed to a disruption in the infant gut microbiome as one driving factor in this trend. See, historically, babies received their healthy good gut bacteria from mom during the birthing process. And B. infantis specifically is this important gut bacteria that babies used to get. But this is no longer happening due to, you know, many reasons, but especially modern medical interventions, which are very helpful when we need them, such as C-sections and antibiotic use. But because of that, moms don't have this good gut bacteria to pass on to their babies. And recent research shows that 9 out of 10 babies aren't born with this important good gut bacteria. And when you don't have the good gut bacteria, you have more bad gut bacteria. And it's this increased bad gut bacteria, which is linked to asthma and allergies later on in life.
So are there things that we can give our babies to make sure that they're getting that?
There are. So in addition to breastfeeding and good nutrition, as you found in my What to Feed Your Baby book that I'm so happy that you liked, I recommend that all of my moms start giving their baby a B. infantis probiotic early in life, you know, starting with day one. And I like Evivo because it's the only baby probiotic clinically proven to reduce the abundance of the bad gut bacteria by 80%. So you just mix the B. infantis powder with the breast milk. It actually feeds on the special carbohydrates in the breast milk, and you feed it to your baby every day in life. And that really, or every day, sorry, for the first, you know, 6 to 12 months of life while you're still breastfeeding. And this really helps ensure that their gut is colonized with this healthy, important, good gut bacteria that they need.
That's awesome that now, like, you can actually find products to help with that. So what other foods, in addition to like Evio, can you give to your baby to increase the gut health?
Sure. So once you have your baby on a B. infantis probiotic when they're little and you start solid foods, you want to start with a wide range of healthy, high-fiber foods because this is what feeds that good gut bacteria. So you can have, you know, that healthy environment so the good gut bacteria can sort of grow and flourish and protect your baby. So I'm talking about plenty of fresh fruits and veggies, whole grains, beans, legumes, you know, things that adults are supposed to eat every day too. You know, the goal is really to get your baby eating all the healthy foods that you're eating. And this is really good for all ages, but especially to promote, you know, a healthy digestion and a healthy gut microbiome.
So we just have a couple more minutes. Can you tell, because you have talked and written about so many different things, where can moms go to hear more about you and all of the things that you can give advice on?
Definitely. So I'm at my website, drtanya.com, drtanya.com. You can view all my news videos and blogs and all the books I've written. And specifically for more information on baby nutrition and promoting good gut health, you can visit evivo.com, E-V-I-V-O.com.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being with us today on Mom Talk Radio and sharing some of your day with us. You have been a wonderful guest. I really appreciate it. For all of you who are listening, I want to thank you for sharing some of your day with us. Remember that you can go download our app on momtalkradio.com. You can listen to us online, take us with you no matter where you go. We'll stay with you and be with you whenever you want to hear us, which I love. And you can tweet at me at Mom Talk Radio. I'm Maria Bailey, and I'll see you next week right here, same place, same time, or online.